views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy, with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Just say yes to explosive abundance. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Now, here's your host, Leslie Fontaine.
Hello, hello. Have we got a show for you? Today's title is From Victim to Hero, Unearthing the Blocks to Your Abundance. Where do we live in our power, and where do we submit to fear and passivity and allow others to control our environments, our jobs, our relationships? Where are we handing over our power? What causes us to remain stuck in those places? There are so many times in life where in one area we are standing in the role of being a vice president at work, and then maybe we come home and we play very small. There are reasons for that, but they are agreements that we have to operate that way. How does this affect your abundance? It affects your ability to be at cause in your own life. We choose to be small for a reason. And 9 times out of 10, there's a little fear involved because we've made an arrangement that if I do this, I'll get that. So we want to look at this today. This is an exciting show. We're going to tell on ourselves. We're going to show these things up for what they are. You know, this is one show, I know you all have figured this out by now, where we're not afraid to look at the parts of us that are small, that feel insecure, that are frightened, that don't want to play too large, that are afraid of our own personal power. We want to expose that. We want to throw it out there, and then we're going to bring Source into the picture. We're going to bring all those wonderful light beings, Ascended Masters, Archangels, into our environment so you can feel how truly grand you are. I am going to go ahead and give out the 800 number because we are definitely going to open the lines as soon as possible so that you all can chime in with some of the areas that you're wanting to clear your blocks in. The number is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. So we're talking about being at cause in our own life. As we all know, in every moment we create, in every moment we manifest, we are always creating something with our energy field. We know when we're shrinking away from something. We know when a certain energy shows up and we're a bit intimidated and we shrink a bit. We know when something shows up that we really don't like. All of these sort of negative things, if you will, can cause our energy field to retract. So when we're wanting to create something grand and we're wanting to step into all that we are and we're wanting to manifest that fabulous life that we came to create. You can't be small in that. So there are agreements that all of us fall into. Sometimes we feel small when we're jealous. Jealousy is a shrinking energy. Somebody else that you know is manifesting everything. They just seem to be making it happen. They just seem to be, you know, following through on their goals. And you're not. And there's this tweak in your heart space or in your solar plexus, and you realize, wow, I'm jealous. And it's hard to admit that, isn't it? We may put on the suit of bravado that, you know, someone has intimidated us or made us feel small and start strutting around. But honestly, despite that personality level energy, we've shrunk somewhat, and we're relying on our personality to make that bluster. A lot of times when we shrink, it's to fall back into a comfort zone. Why would staying in fear and playing small be a comfort zone? If you've ever stepped into your power, if you've ever recognized your true powerful essence, and I'm not talking about abusive power, I'm talking about just the incredible energy of your essence, of your higher self, where you really, really feel connected, where you're really doing great things within your field. Some of us can be very frightened feeling that power. It's almost overwhelming. I know for myself, when I'm creating something or I'm writing something, the intensity of that moment sometimes is almost too much. I know you all know what I'm talking about. And so there's this part of us that wants to pull out. We can only take so much of that. We can only feel that so long. And then we need to retract. So take a look in your field today. This is, again, another one of these energy workshops we're going to do. Take a look in your field and pay attention to where you feel strong, where you feel confident. It may be you have a ton of practice in that department. You have done it for years. Maybe you don't even have to think about it when you operate in that role. But there's some other areas where it's new for you. Take a look and notice where you play small. When you come home and there's a certain energy that shows up around you, do you shrink? Do you begin to retract? Do you take up less space? You know what that feels like. Now ask yourself, why you do it, what the driver is, what the motivation is for being less than what you are. So this is important, because if it's surfacing for you today, if this is coming up for you today, this is your day of liberation. This is your day to get free, to step out of that covering of intimidation, out of that covering of safety. Yep, that's what it is. And into the unknown of your own essence, your own presence, your own beauty and power and expansiveness. We're going to honor you today. That's what this is about. So how, again, does this affect abundance? I think you're starting to see the picture. You're starting to see where the energies that you manifest when you're feeling grand result in certain things, and the energies when you're playing small result in entirely different circumstances. This is important. We want to stir back up your passions, stir back up your dreams, and allow you to realize that you have every right to stand in all that you are in this lifetime. There's no shame in this. There's no bad parts to this at all. What you're surfacing today is being ready to get dealt with. And that is the exciting news today. Whatever we've learned from our ancestral line, from our parental line, whatever we've learned in our culture about how to operate in the work world, we can realize pretty quickly, if we live, let's say, in the United States or in Europe, that we think we live in a free country, but in many ways we've placed the handcuffs on ourselves. So let's take a look at this today. This is an exciting time for us to step through. I want to give you one more time that 800 number, 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. We're going to be bringing in the Ascended Masters, the Archangels. We're going to be working with your energy field. We're going to take a look at the agreements and contracts that you have in place that maybe they just don't fit you any longer. And we're going to upgrade those to something that's a bit more in line with the vibration that you carry today. Some of you are about to launch into your greatness. You're about to step into some awesomeness. So when we come back from break, let's take a look at that. I hope while we're on break that you can be examining yourself right now, taking a look at what's shown up for you already. Okay, it doesn't have to be a lot. One or two things that are surfacing for you today where perhaps you realize, wow, I didn't step into that again. I didn't enjoy myself there again. I didn't own my power again. So when we come back, let's take a look at that in your field, and we'll take some calls.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Glory. Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through.
Oh, I love that song. Oh, I love that song. That was such a powerful night at the Oscars, but that song definitely took it. So hopefully all of you are looking at your theme song today and realizing that your life is not over, that what you have today can change in a moment. And it changes from within. This is the shift from within you. Before anything out there changes, it changes in here. So think about what you want to allow. If I tell you to allow your powerful self, you may feel some reticence in your solar plexus. You may feel it in your heart space. Don't stop there. We're going to work through this with you. But pay attention to what the reticence is. What is the fear? Is the fear immediately of some loss? I want to challenge you that when we feel this fear, it is an old energy. It's coming from the past. It's coming from parents, from ancestral line, from old bosses, from things that are no longer relevant in your life now. So notice when it's irrational. Notice when you have that tightness, and there's not a real reason. If I were to ask you to walk through the tightness, what is it about? You would begin to unearth the explanation and then put it to the test and ask yourself, is this still real? This is so important because sometimes our fear is holding us back from the very shift we need to create the new life. Is the new life known? Of course not. It's unknown. And that's another block that we've got. So I want you all to be thinking about this. And I understand, Benny, that we've got some callers.
We certainly do. And if you'd like to join us on Leslie Fontaine's radio show about sheer alchemy, you're welcome to join us at 800-930-2819. Again, the number is 800-930-2819. We'll take Dave now calling in from Seattle. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
Hello. Wonderful. Doing well.
Good. Well, tell me what's going on with you. What got stirred up for you today?
Well, this is a great topic. I was just thinking about this. I just was talking over Skype to my son, who is in Israel, but he's a two-year-old. And I was just thinking about how I go about realizing a dream or realizing the bigger picture and going forward and not getting trapped in this constricted consciousness.
Yes, it's a challenge, isn't it?
Yes, it's a big challenge, and I'm going through the process of realizing. I mean, I got divorced maybe almost, it'll be 2 years in June, and I had feelings of inadequacy, doing a lot of self-sacrificing in the marriage and not getting the warmth and love of my ex-wife, I guess.
Yeah, but that wasn't the first time, was it, Dave?
And putting my own dreams aside, I guess.
Yeah. But this is an old pattern, right? So this is the neat thing, because you've always been the giver. You've always been the supporter. You've been that role probably growing up as well.
Yeah, I was doing a lot of, I mean, helping a lot of people. I'm a great assistant.
Yes. So there's another part of you that's wanting to step into more. And here's the thing, is that we're the ones who give our power away. And we do it because it's a known, it's comfortable, we understand it, and it's this transaction we create to receive love, success, money, whatever it is. We play that same energy over and over again. We know about it. And there's this part of you now that's ready to play large, that's ready to step into all that you are. But we grieve that a bit, don't we? We grieve some of the loss of what could have been, what we could have had.
Yeah, I mean, partly is also this old pattern, now looking back, has not really manifested the results that you would think that being a giver would get.
Right, right. So here's a part of that contract that is the reason we get that result. The contract is that if I enable you, if I give you all of me, then you will give to me. And what we don't learn is that we give to ourselves. We don't know that Source is not human. Source is unconditional love. It's going to bring all that good stuff into us, and we create that atmosphere for ourselves to love and honor ourselves. And then as a result, you know, we draw in what's worthy of us. We don't learn that growing up. Our inner child didn't learn that lesson. Sometimes we were very coerced and manipulated, you know, by the adults in our lives. By school, we learned certain lessons. So now here you are, and you're ready to turn the ship, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, I spent a lot of time in bad places, dark places, searching for things with drugs and different kind of things, addiction, depression.
And plus your field is very porous.
Yeah.
So we want to tighten up your field. And, you know, just to be respectful of you, because, you know, when people call with real stuff, I really want to honor what they have the courage to present. But in a more detailed setting, what I'm going to begin doing is I'm going to help you seal up your field a bit, because it's very porous. You've allowed people to violate your boundaries for a long time. What happens when that happens is that people take up more of our energy than they should. We need to keep our energy for ourselves and to give it out appropriately. And this is a big part of you stepping into your power. So we're going to seal that up, but I want to now bring in some of the masters and the archangels. And let's go into your heart space right now, okay?
Okay.
And I see the tightness. Okay, you feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And also an agreement in your solar plexus to, you know, not do too much that would interfere with the love that comes into your life. So I want to remove the old agreements right now, to remove any agreements that you play small, that you give away your energy, and that's how you receive love. And I want to upgrade the other agreements now in your field that honor you and that respect you, and that bring in the mutual love, companionship, and support.
Amen.
So there's some fear.
Yep.
Because this is new. It's different. How would you create your own energy? So we're going to do a wash right now of your field.
Okay. Is there anything particular I should do, or just...
Just allow yourself to be fully present. We're bringing all your energy back to you.
Okay.
Allowing you to be fully present in real time. I want you to really ground if you can and just notice your heart space is releasing a bit. And now we want to draw in those companions and those energies that are aligned with you, that match who you are, that want to create what you want to do, that want to step into the things that you want to step into. So what I'd like to ask you right now, go ahead.
Are these universal energies, they're angels, they're people?
Yeah, they're angels, they're ascended masters. Yeah, absolutely.
They go through the whole spectrum of existence? Or?
Yes, and you have the ability to bring them in yourself, those that you'd like to work with. You know, I like to tell people that the Ascended Masters and Archangels wait for our invitation, and they represent all the attributes of Source. And you have the ability to draw in those that resonate with you.
And are those Archangels like Michael and Gabriel and Raphael? And
correct.
Those types of angels?
Okay. Yes, absolutely. And there's a whole host of them.
Yeah, I mean, there's thousands upon thousands.
So here's what I'd like you to do.
Consciously contact.
Yes, but here's what I'd like you to do, all right, going forward from today, and maybe we can talk after the show. I'd like you to practice bringing them in, inviting them in to your meditation time, to your quiet time, to your work, to your relationships. Just notice what shifts when you bring them in to your life, because what will happen is that your energy is no longer about what can't be done, what can't be created, the old stories. It's a very empowering, fully transformational shift that then is a companion to your shift. It enables the courageousness within your own field to begin to turn. So let's talk potentially after the show, if that works for you. If you go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com, you will be able to find a way to reach out to me. But what I'd like to do is talk a little bit after this. I want to seal you back up, but it's very important for you right now, going forward, to begin to bring these energies into your field. Okay?
Okay. Through meditation.
All righty. Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You bet.
You're a wonderful host, and may you continue to do great work.
Thank you so much. So I just really want to thank our caller for presenting what he did, but I'd like the rest of you to be thinking about what his experience was, where he gave and gave and gave. He was a loving person. He was a kind person. He was doing everything he thought he could do and was still not honored for the gift. Some of us are giving too much as a transaction to attract to us those things that we think we lack. When you bring in the masters and the archangels, and I have a lot of information about this on my website and also some classes that I'm going to be teaching about how to do this, when you bring them in, you shift your energy, and this allows you to intend differently, to draw in the correct support, to draw in your own power, to stand in your power so that you begin to manifest differently. And if you do this, you are going to feel your energy field begin to shift and to open up, all right? So when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about that. Again, the phone number or the call-ins today is 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. And if you want more information about working with me and doing a more in-depth work, because of course on the radio we can't go as in-depth as I might on a one-on-one session with you, you can go to my website, LeslieFontaine.com. That's LeslieFontaine.com. Go to my website. You'll see what I offer. I've also got some very powerful meditation CDs that will help you to transform your current reality into the one that your soul essence desires.
What would I do without your smart mouth drawing me in and you kicking me out? You've got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magic.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be all right. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my...
And we're back for more empowerment, more about stepping into our own energy and our own power. I want to talk a little bit about some of the misconceptions about power. We've seen its abuses. We've seen where it's used from an energy level that's lower. It's really important to understand our energy levels. You know, there's a place that's a very base, low level where we're manipulating people, controlling people, dominating people, using the force of our personality, and in many ways doing harm. We've all been around that, and potentially we've done that. Then there is a much higher level of your energy field where you're standing in your power, and it's an empowerment. It's from within. It's not about dominating and controlling others. It's about creating goodness, creating love, creating a wonderful world, expanding ourselves through our soul essence and who we are in this lifetime. You are here on purpose. You are not here by mistake. And if you're listening to this today, it means that something within you that you've been holding on to that has kept you small to this point in some area of your life, you're ready to shake it loose. You're ready to let it go. You're ready to step into all that you are. An important part about stepping into all that we are is also owning the responsibility of our own energy. So we can't blame, well, this one didn't do right, that one didn't do right, my boss is a jerk, et cetera, pointing outwardly. Many times things that are in our lives are mirrors for our own field. So let's take a look at that and then go, all right, am I done? Am I ready to release this? Because I've had this dream, I've had this passion, I've wanted to step into this. Am I done with a relationship that has diminished me? Now, what does done mean? It means we bring it into completion. We bring it into closure. This could be friends that don't fit us anymore. This could be a partner we have. This could be a work relationship. There's many, many levels of these things in your life and in your field. So we want to address that, but I'd like you to continue to think about this as we take our next call. Benny, who have we got?
Yeah, we'll head down to Des Moines, Washington. I'll get it out there. Jeannie is now joining us. Jeannie, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi, thank you. I'm getting worn out, and I guess I'm trying too hard. That's what I've been told. But I'm blessed with what I have, but I'm living with someone who won't admit that they're not interested in women. And I think that explains it, his denial. And
okay, well, that's him. Are you done? Are you finished?
I'm getting worn out talking with him. I don't see where I am going.
Ooh.
I don't see an answer for me.
Ooh, those are two very different things. So very interesting that you would say it that way. So first, you know, we can't convince somebody else of anything. We don't own their energy or their power. We don't try to convince anyone else of anything. There's just no
right.
No end in that, right? Because It's right. that part of us right. trying to draw someone to us that, you know, is resisting, right?
Right, yes.
So there we go with that part. And we have to say to ourselves, all right, what part of me is wanting that? Is it afraid of what's next because I don't see what's next? Or why am I here? So what comes to you when I'm asking you that? And I want you to go into your field. I don't want you to tell me all your logic and what he's doing or not doing. I want you to go into your field and tell me what the agreement is here. Why are you staying in that?
It's comfortable, but it's not comfortable.
Interesting, huh? So tell me about the mm-hmm. comfortable part.
He loves my cats. I've got five. He's kind.
Okay.
The house I love. I had look at the water.
Oh. Okay. Now the uncomfortable part. What is okay? I'm feeling you down in your second. So tell me about the discomfort within you.
It's not the true me.
Ah. So when you, okay, now I'm going up into your heart space. I'm feeling you a little tight there. Tell me about the true you.
I'm a happy person. I'm joy-filled. I want to have fun.
Yeah.
And love someone.
All right. So if I asked you right now to release any attachments in this relationship, because I'm feeling a lot of energy starting to come off from behind your neck and all on your shoulders, tell me what comes up for you when you start to release it, to release the attachments. Feel a little fear?
I've never been one to fear independence.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it before. I've been on my own. Yeah. Right. This is a spiritual attachment.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So are you ready to release it?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go in there. And listen, just like I told the last caller, I'm really respectful of the reasons we have attachments, the reasons we hold on to things. It's not like we're trying to slow our lives down or fail or any of that, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I want you to just go into there because your heart space is already opening up and it's opening up to you. Okay, so we're just going to clear out the old contract there, the old agreement, that there's a part of you that is agreeing to play small. It's almost like you needed a rest for a period. That's what I'm getting. You needed to kind of chill for a period. This wasn't your last stop. But there was something about just having a rest. So we're just going to release that agreement, and I'm just seeing him, you know, being released very lovingly. There's no argument. There's no hostility. There's none of that. And what we want to do now is upgrade the agreement within your own field to a much higher level. And what I'm getting now is a little fear in your solar plexus. This isn't about the fact that you lived independently before and, you know, can't do it now. There's none of that. There's something about really stepping into this next step, the unknown, the new thing that you're to create, okay? And so a lot of times we have to release first for the new to appear. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we're going to release in your energy field. That doesn't mean you walk out of the house today. That doesn't mean you storm out. That doesn't mean you disappear. You are releasing within your field, okay? So mm-hmm. just really allow it to let go. And now we're drawing in much higher level energies, drawing in greater intentions, drawing in vibrations that are in alignment with you. Bring in the masters, your light beings, the ministering spirits that work with you. And we're clearing out any core fear of fully speaking your truth. There you go. So there's going to be a little sadness about this, but there was something, and I don't know your whole history, and we can definitely talk at another time, but there's a little sadness that you're releasing out where, you know, you needed this break. You needed this period. So there's no condemnation about any of that. and now you're ready to step into more. So that's your higher self, your essence, calling you into a greater place. So what I'd love for you to do after we get off this call, and we've done some work, but again, so brief, is I'd like you to write out what's coming to you. I want you to really get very centered, bringing all your energy back into your field, really grounding yourself, and just pay attention to what's coming to you about what to create. Don't argue with it. Don't dispute it. Don't explain why it can't happen. Don't explain why there's no money. Don't explain any of that. Just see what's coming into you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then after you do that, you can write out the objections, but then ask yourself, is this real? Are these objections relevant to today? And then allow yourself to let go of the objections. It's going to shift things around for you. And I hope you'll write me, and maybe we can talk again about this, all of this. But, you know, being this brief moment here that we connect, I can already see that you're able fully to release this. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'm so glad you called. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you so much for your help.
Okay.
Thank you. Bless you.
Bye. All righty. Another courageous caller. I'm just so honored by people who are able to call and really get centered and walk through it in their field. And sometimes, even if you're still tight afterwards, just continue to ask yourself, what is it that's creating this moment of attachment for me? Is it still relevant? Is it coming into completion? Am I done with this? Am I moving on? And I want to tell you something. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter if you're 60, 70, or 80, or you're 30. Every moment is an opportunity to restart, to re-begin, to take a new look, to do something new. But we start first within our own energy field, not out there. When we come back, we will take another caller, and we'll bring some of this in for a landing.
Much as you blame yourself, you can't be blamed for the way that you feel. Had no example of a love that was even remotely real.
Put a little
woo-hoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 5th Annual Tappers Gathering, March 14th at Bastyr University, and have a chance to meet EFT founder Gary Craig. This event raises money for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. Bring your cards and information for a full day of networking and inspiration. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
With all of that, girl, let me love.
Hello, this is Leslie Fontaine. We are back again with Sheer Alchemy. If you want to find out more about me, the work I do, some of the products I have, some exciting teleclasses that I'm going to be teaching on empowering your soul path, shifting from victim to hero, daily manifestations, you can go to my website at lesliefontaine.com. That's L-E-S-L-I-E at LeslieFontaine.com, F-O-N-T-E-Y-N-E. So, what's so important about today? If you did or didn't feel a shift today, if you did or didn't think you really moved something, I'm going to tell you that you did. You don't necessarily have to feel it, but you have to allow it. So don't discount the work that you've done while we've been on the air today. Don't minimize what you have done to release. You are turning a ship, a years and years of behavior, years and years of the way you see the world, years and years of the way you see reality and how it manifests in your world. So as you shift that, you are beginning to take yourself in a new direction, but it begins energetically. So give yourself a few days. I hope you'll write me. Let me know what's going on in your world so that we can talk about the progression, okay? It can be as slow or as fast as you want it to be. As much of the energies that you choose to draw in to intentionally bring into your life, that's what's going to make it happen faster or slower. So let's go ahead with our last caller, Benny. Who have we got?
Yeah, we'll take Jennifer calling in from the grand state of North Carolina.
Hello, Jennifer. I just left Raleigh. How are you?
I am great, Leslie. I hope that you are. It's such a pleasure to be here with you today.
Oh, I'm glad you hung on. Thanks so much. What's up?
So your discussion today is just very, very interesting, particularly around owning one's power. And as one is starting to experience shifts in their energy and they own that space, they own that new position of power over their own energy, oftentimes it's possible to feel like you might slip back. And mm-hmm. as you're doing your meditation, as you're calling upon the archangels mm-hmm. For assistance in doing one's own spiritual work, including with the assistance of intuitive or spiritual healers,
yes.
It's a real challenge to maintain that for the long term as an individual that is not a healer themselves. Mm. So I would be really interested to find out more about how we can maintain that space, because once that spiritual high, if you will, mm-hmm. starts wearing off a bit, it can be difficult at times to reshift that yourself. And it may not be practical to go to an energy healer or
right.
someone who is an intuitive who can do that for you. So as we start to manage our own power over our own energy for the long term, how do we stay there and adjust ourselves when we may not feel that it needs just a quick tweak?
Jennifer, you are awesome. I am just so glad we can do this. This is great. Thank you for such a fabulous, fabulous, insightful question. You know enough to know that when you're on the path of raising your vibration, you are continually shifting, and you are not staying in the same place. Another piece of this is that we are working in multiple dimensions. So many times, for example, when I'm working with people, they'll be starting at the level of food, clothing, and shelter. Okay, I need those things. The next level that we're looking at is kind of a grander expressiveness of our spirit. And then we begin stepping into, you know, levels of world service. So it can be very confusing when the things of this world sometimes don't seem very important anymore. But as we're shifting our energy, we're clearing out the interferences that get in our way of manifesting. So I have worked with many people, and can include myself in this, where as we clear our field, as we expand our field, as we release old agreements, as we work with our ancestral line, we can begin to get confused about what we're wanting to draw in, what we're bringing in. Is it, you know, where is the value system? So you already know that there's multiple levels of a value system. When we're beginning this work, just as simple as learning how to protect our field, learning how to shift contracts and agreements to work with our ancestral line, it takes a lot of time. So in the beginning, when one is doing this, and I totally appreciate what you're sharing about not being able to practically go to someone that can do the energetic work for you, you have to do the investment. It takes time. And, yeah, there's that spiritual high that occurs, but it's not like you just fall off the map afterwards. You have done a shift, and so you want to step into some of your intentions. The other thing is that doing this kind of work can be tiring at times, so you want to appreciate the rest. I have found that when I'm doing some major, major shifts, that I really require a lot of rest. And sometimes we don't appreciate that, and we interpret it as kind of a downer, or we think, wow, you know, I'm not making stuff happen. And that's another level that we want to address, which is performance. We misunderstand sometimes that there are some things in the natural, in this 3D realm, that we do in action, and then there are things in the spirit realm that we're drawing and intentionally attracting to ourselves. So this is a lot of what I've been working with people today on, is working first within your own field, clearing out the obstacles and the blocks. But you are totally right. It's a process, but you have not necessarily fallen back unless you choose to. We have our subconscious mind, our superconscious mind, our full consciousness of choice, and all the time those have to be in play. Can it be tiring? Sure it can be, but there is so much opportunity to continue to shift. So I can tell that you've done some major work. There can be times where it's discouraging, it's tiring, but I know that for you, if you're drawing some things in, I'd really love to hear from you in the next few days with some of the intentions that you have now that are coming to you, what it was like for you to draw it in, where you noticed some of the agreements that were getting in your way, where you noticed in your power center that you were sort of holding back, and see what the inspired action and the inspired idea was that was coming to you. Okay?
I would love that. Thank you so much, Leslie.
Absolutely. Wow, that was such a tremendous question. I so appreciate the depth of that, because for a lot of people that are on this kind of path where they're stepping into all that they are, it can seem like there are these dips and flows and spikes and then, you know, another dip, and our energy is constantly shifting. So definitely continue to identify the blockages that show up in your field, that step in your way in terms of walking into your own power, walking into your own abundance, understanding that you are able to create your own abundance before you even step into the idea. Also know that there is inspired action that's required after that. We have to put our feet to the ground. We have to speak it. We have to step into it. We don't want to then tear it down like, oh, well, that's not going to happen. So I hope the show has been informative. We're going to wrap up, but if you need some additional information, please don't hesitate to reach out. It's LeslieFontaine.com, LeslieFontaine. I'm traveling like crazy for the next few months and should be in a city near you.
You've been listening to the hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com and LeslieFontaine.com for showtimes and dates. Contact Leslie at LeslieFontaine.com to schedule a transformative session that removes your blocks so that you can say yes to explosive abundance. You will not be the same.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.